Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We will express our appreciation to the last speaker for his video message. And I'd like to assure all of you that these messages will also go on our website. We've come to the close of what has been a very, I hope for you, inspiring, instructive, engaging week. I hope we've been able to reflect, respond, reconnect with our ideas and ideals, recall our history, reimagine our future, but most importantly, to be inspired to take action now. During the week, we've heard some really interesting phrases that I'm going to include in my lexicon. As people of African descent, we always say we are here because they went there. We have always said nothing for us without us. So to add to my personal lexicon this week, yesterday we heard they stole us, they sold us, they owe us. We've heard that we shouldn't expect a chicken to lay a duck egg. Our lived experience is that not all skin folk are kinfolk. And so as we've proceeded through the week, we've heard some of these sayings that encapsulate in a very, very careful way what we feel, what we hope, what we've experienced and why, where we want to be, and how we want to get there. I want to thank you from the outset for joining us. I acknowledge that there are people online, and I hope that we take away with us some energy, not physical energy. No one has physical energy today, but we take away intellectual energy. The ladies who are sitting there all week would talk about spiritual energy. That we take away enhanced ideas, strategies, insights that will help us deal with the future. My colleagues and I spent the morning, as you can see, going over the conclusions and the recommendations, and I have the privilege of reading them on their behalf. Please just bear with us for 3 minutes while I get a printed copy. Thank you.